Hello, and welcome back to Battle Plan. Let's talk about putting fear into perspective. 1 John 4:18, New Century Version says, "Where God's love is, there is no fear, because God's perfect love drives out fear. It is punishment that makes a person fear, so love is not made perfect in the person who fears." See, fear can paralyze us. Fear can keep us from fulfilling our purpose. Fear can hinder, discourage, and it can depress us. Yet this verse seems to be saying that if our love for God is perfected, our fears disappear. Perhaps we should simply pray, "Lord, fill me with your spirit of love so my fears will be driven away." When my little brother and I were kids, our dad did a lot of filling in for small churches in the Texas hill country where we lived, for churches who'd lost their preacher. He would preach for a few months or longer. We would drive to another town 30 to 90 minutes away early on a Sunday morning. We would eat lunch with one of the families, fried chicken always, spend the afternoon with them at their home. Then he'd preach an evening service, and we'd drive home in the darkness that night. And we would often sing in the car together as a family, or Dad would tell jokes or stories. He was a great storyteller to our young ears. One particular evening, my little brother asked Dad to tell the story of Little Red Riding Hood. But since it was dark and a little scary in the back seat of our old car, my brother said, "But leave out the part about the wolf, because that's too scary." Well, you know, you can't hardly tell the story of Little Red Riding Hood without the wolf part. Without the scary part, right? We all laughed at this as my younger sibling looked puzzled. This made perfect sense to him. Leave out the scary part. That part of the story brought too much fear. But think about that. If there's no danger, there's no fear, there's no need to be rescued. There's no need for a savior. Fear has to be present for the story to be moving and impactful. Everyone I know faces giants, financial giants, emotional giants, spiritual giants. We all need rescuing. We all need saving. Jesus is that Savior. Do you know Him? So in light of today's thoughts, let me suggest part of your personal battle plan might be to thank God for the dangers in your life and let Him use them to help you realize your need for Him and also know personally about His ability to help. You might pray like this: "Lord, help me with the giants I face right now. Let the danger of my situation cause me to realize my need for you and cause me to draw close to you and witness firsthand your help in my life. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen." And let me remind you to keep praying, because prayer works. God loves you and I love you. Have a great day.